With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A top EU official warning the United States against interfering in European affairs. Bob Agnew explains.
European Council President Antonio Costa was reacting on Monday to the Trump administration's new national security strategy. The document criticizes European allies and offers tacit support for far-right parties in Europe. Costa emphasized that only European citizens can choose their political leaders. The strategy, released on Friday, also questions Europe's free speech and migration policies. Bob Agnew reporting.
After years of negotiations, New Orleans Catholic Church Administration and clerical abuse victims have come to an agreement. Here's correspondent Jennifer King with that story.
The Archdiocese of New Orleans will pay at least $230 million to hundreds of victims of sexual abuse by clergy in a settlement now approved by a federal bankruptcy judge. The agreement was confirmed to the Associated Press by both the Archdiocese and attorneys for victims who've been involved in negotiations since 2020. Earlier this month, some survivors behind the more than 500 abuse claims testified how they are still affected decades later. The finalized agreement includes policies intended to prevent abuse and increase church transparency. They are adopting a survivor's bill of rights, and a survivor will have a seat on the Archdiocese internal review board that handles abuse claims. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump will allow NVIDIA to sell its H200 computer chip used in the development of artificial intelligence to, quote, approved customers in China. Says he has informed Chinese leader Xi Jinping, and he says president there responded in a positive way. President is also giving farmers $12 billion in aid to help them as they struggle to sell crops after getting hit by continued rising cost. This is SRN News. Some liberal churches are sprinkling politics on their Christmas celebrations.
The issue seems to be President Trump's efforts to expel illegal immigrants. A smattering of congregations across the country are erecting signs decrying the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Department, along with their nativity scenes. Bible scholars point out that Jesus, Mary, and Joseph were not illegal immigrants. Their flight to Egypt was simply a move to another province within the greater Roman Empire. Michael Harrington reporting.
A University of Oklahoma instructor placed on leave after a student complained about receiving a failing grade on a paper. The student argued her paper, which used the Bible to claim that belief in multiple genders is demonic, was unfairly given a grade of F. The school has issued a statement saying OU remains firmly committed to fairness, respect, and protecting every student's right to express themselves. This is SRN News. Thailand launching airstrikes along the disputed border with Cambodia as both countries accuse the other of breaking a ceasefire. Correspondent Jerry Harmer.
It's an unwelcome return to conflict that saw 5 days of combat in July. Dozens of soldiers and civilians were killed amid soaring nationalist sentiment. U.S. President Donald Trump pushed the neighbors to sign a truce in October, but tensions have continued to simmer. In November, Thailand said it was suspending implementation of the agreement after a landmine explosion injured several of its troops. The two countries have a history of enmity going back centuries. This current dispute stems from a failure to agree exactly where the borderline runs. Cambodia uses a map drawn up while it was under French colonial rule. Thailand says the map is inaccurate.
That is correspondent Jerry Hammer. More details, srnnews.com.